Let's talk about minimizing our risk in the backcountry. Learning about terrain choice and terrain travel is a lifelong endeavor. We learn from others and learn lessons along the way. Below are some ways we can reduce the likelihood of learning a lesson in a bad spot. Slope angle, keep it low. How can we reduce our avalanche risk with slope angle? Number one, no overhead hazard. Eyeballs up and make sure there's nothing large above you. Number two, choose a slope that is less than 30 degrees, especially when you're starting out and just learning the tricks of the trade. Forest density. Tree riding is fun. Another option to reduce our avalanche risk is forest density. We want to make sure we are in sufficiently dense trees. We're in search of mature trees with no flagging, no large openings, and spaced apart nicely enough to enjoy some turns. Remember, if our trees are sparse, they can turn into terrain traps. Minimize the consequence. Small isn't all bad. Okay, so we know we can never be 100% sure an avalanche is not going to happen unless we're chilling in a flat field in Saskatchewan. Let's talk about minimizing the consequence if something does happen. We can do this with terrain choice. We want to choose slopes that cannot produce anything bigger than a size 1, do not have any terrain traps, and do not have any overhead hazard. Another piece of this puzzle that we'll dive deeper into in the upcoming lessons is everyone in our crew needs to have proper training and the gear to be in avalanche terrain. Avoid the problem. We don't want to be dramatic in the backcountry. We have tons of great information from our avalanche forecast, so let's use it. Where are our problems and how can we avoid them? Let's say we have wind slabs on east aspects. Let's plan our trip to avoid those aspects. Maybe it's springtime and we have a wet slab problem on south aspects. Let's make a trip plan to go north.